Many migrants, of course, don't make it all the way, like the people found today in Austria, or like thousands who have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea. Whether or not their journeys are successful, they are invariably dangerous and often terrifying. The World's Shirin Jafari spoke with one man who has made such a trip.
Taher Orfali stepped onto the boat knowing he might die. Only a few hours before, he had bid his friend goodbye. He'd handed over his laptop, his most prized possession.
I told my friend, if it didn't arrive, you can call his number and give everything for my family.
Taher is one of thousands of men, women and children fleeing war-torn countries in the Middle East. Syria is where he used to call home. Not long ago, he was a law student. Happy, normal, life was good. Then came the war.
It's very dangerous. A lot of boom, boom, boom.
Taher's home was near the Syrian capital, Damascus. Fighting between the Syrian army and the opposition there intensified. Soon, neighborhood men began to disappear, either forced to fight in the army or locked up as opposition. In 2012, life there became simply unbearable.
I take my family, my mother and my sister, and run away to Lebanon.
But even in Lebanon, Taher didn't feel safe. As a young and able Syrian, he feared he would get caught by Syrian regime sympathizers and sent back to fight. So he moved to Egypt on a student visa. But after a while, his visa ran out and he had no hope of finding a job. Then, just when he thought things couldn't get any worse, they did. His passport was stolen. With no visa, no passport, and no work, Taher had to act fast. He decided to make his way into Europe. And a couple of phone calls later, he found his guy.
He told me, I need $2,500. I have just $2,000. If you want, I give you. If you don't want, I will find another one. And he told me, okay, $2,000, no problem.
Catch that? There are so many smugglers that you can actually bargain with them. The smuggler promised to get Taher to Italy within 5 days. But the time it actually took them to get there, more than twice that.
Everybody is scared. Because we don't have food, we don't have a lot of water, and the water is very, very dirty.
As the days went on, people got more and more anxious. The nights out on the sea were freezing. Finally, it happened. They made it to the shores of Sicily. Sara Bergamaschi is a close friend of Taher. She's Italian, and she met him on a trip to Syria back in 2009. Her family took Taher in.
My dad went to pick him up and everybody was so happy. And even my dad, I remember that he told me, Sara, I'm amazed to see this guy because he really likes, he has nothing on him, nothing, like just his little phone. And he has holes in his shoes, but he's so happy. I don't get it. And I'm like, yeah, Papa, he's happy because he's alive. He's grateful to life.
Grateful as he was, Taher didn't stay in Italy for long. He had more borders to cross. He wanted to get to Germany. And that's where he is today. He's applied for asylum and is waiting to hear back. As for his family, they're scattered all over the Middle East. One of his siblings is in Saudi Arabia. Others are in Jordan, Turkey, and Lebanon. These days, he's at a refugee camp in Germany. And he spends his time studying English and German.
I like my camp because I stay relaxed. I want to forget everything in Egypt, every problem in Syria, every problem in the boat.
For Taher, now it's all about finding a job, building a new life in a place he now calls home. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.